Hi, I'm Nomi, and this is part two of the leadership series. Last time, I asked you, do you live from your inner leader? And when I say, do you live from your inner leader, I mean, do you feel like a leader? Are you acting like a leader? Are you thinking as a leader? Are you expressing yourself as a leader? Unfortunately, I have to say that 90% of people are not. And that includes people in high positions, executives, politicians, leaders of organizations. We all want to be the leader of our life and at work, in our communities. But there is a big but. And I want to tell you three very important points within this but. Number one, we don't really know that part of us, the inner leader. I want to say there are three parts within us, and I will talk about that later. And one of those parts, which I call our expanded self, is our inner leader. And as I said, we don't really know that part that well. So we won't be able to act and be that if we don't know it. Number two, even if we have a sense of it, we're not consistently in touch with it and consistently acting, feeling, being from it. And number three, we're very distracted by the two other parts of us, our emotional self and our defensive self. And these two, as much as they are needed and loved, they are neither one of them an inner leader. So what's the result? The result is that we are confined, constricted, and bogged down by the two other parts of us, and we don't get to be our expanded self, our inner leader. Okay, so now you're asking me and you're asking yourself, how do I get there? How do I connect to this part of me? And where is it? How do I do this? All good questions. And this series is all about that, to make these things very clear so that you can actually proceed and do that. Before I show you how to identify this part of you and how to ground yourself there and live from there, I need to tell you about your inner map, the map of your psyche, the map of your inner being, and the map of your life. I call all of that the inner map. You have a very individualized inner map, just like we all do. But there is also a blueprint of our human potential map that is actually common to all of us human beings. We all are born with that blueprint of our optimal state of being. So when you know what this optimal map is, and I will tell you what it is, and then when you know what your personal map is, and your personal map gets created through your experiences, your self-development, your beliefs, your defensive habits, and so on and so forth. So you need to put the optimal map alongside your current map and take a look so you can understand what is working for you, what is not working for you, why it's not working for you, where are you possibly stuck, what do you need to shift, and so on and so forth. And then you can start realigning yourself. And it helps to know where we're going. The maps are showing us how to get there. what needs to be done. This is what I'm going to talk about next time that I talk to you. I will show you the two maps, and I will show you where we, most of us, get misaligned, and what do we need to do to match our current map to our optimal potential map. I'm looking forward to seeing you in the third part, and so subscribe and you'll get to see it.